did not expect there would be such a kind of impact and change in Burma in terms of media revolution until 2007. Because until 2007, though there's many cyber-cafe in Burma, people and youngsters enjoy reading blog, using internet on a daily basis. They really don't know how to use it effectively in some way. So when 2007 saffron arrest happened, people suddenly find out a way to communicate with the people outside war and abroad through internet. But that is what the regime forgot to shut down the whole entire internet. They just, because during 2007 and September, I was walking the whole area in Rangoon. The regime shut down and sent mobile network, including some public telephone services in the area where the demonstration happened, so that the news cannot reach outside easily. So that just make it difficult. So people could not know easily about what is going on about the demonstration, something like that. But I suddenly find out there's a some internet cafe still open, and some people who interest in that kind of demonstration, telling just ordinary people, it's not like reporting, just telling how many like monks on the street, or how many like soldiers in the street, etc. Those kind of you to their friend in the outside world, rough. So some of them are fortunately blogger, like reporter. Those people could write. Those new and the tell and the war. So, and then people could find to upload the photo and video from taken from their mobile, their digital recording device, something like that. So that's really amazing to see our footage on the international media, like the CNN, as you see. That's really a good experience and witness the power of the information and the digital media.